The New Orleans Pelicans had big expectations going into this season, and they have lived up to those expectations thus far. And we're only 24 games into the season. The Pelicans are 16-8, the first seed in the Western Conference, with a half game lead over the Suns and the Grizzlies. The Suns and Grizzlies, of course, tied at second. And it's a dogfight in the West. It is the wild, wild West for a reason. But everybody expected the Pelicans to make a leap after they got Zion Williamson back from injury. And this is a team that made the play-in game and looked good in the play-in game last season. And their starting lineup improves tenfold, 15-fold, 25-fold. With a player like Zion Williamson being added to the mix. And on top of that, the team had the 8th pick in the draft this year and drafted Dyson Daniels from the G League Ignite. So it's going to get really interesting with New Orleans. It's going to get super interesting with New Orleans, because the biggest deal this year is not the fact that the team is a championship contender. It's not the fact that the team is one of the top, I wanted to say programs, but this is not college. But this team has one of the top lineups in the Western Conference. If you look at the top player at each position in the Southwest Division, the Pelicans have the entire front court locked down. They have the best small forward in the Southwest Division in Brandon Ingram, the best power forward in the Southwest Division in Zion Williamson, and the best center in the Southwest Division in Jonas Valanciunas. And while people might argue for other players at those positions, the Pelicans showed consistency last year. Valanciunas is a 20-20 threat. Zion Williamson is a cyborg. When he's headed for the rim, it's get out of the way. Brandon Ingram is a pure scorer and has been since he was at Duke University. But the biggest threat to the NBA over the next several seasons, and that's not to mention CJ McCollum as a veteran leader and shot maker, the biggest threat to the NBA over the next several seasons is the New Orleans Pelicans holding a pick swap with the Los Angeles Lakers this year. Having the ability to swap picks with a Lakers team that hasn't been able to get over the hump most of the last 10 years. And this Lakers team won an NBA championship in 2020. But 2 out of the 4 full seasons that LeBron James has been a Los Angeles Laker, this team has missed the playoffs entirely. They missed the playoffs in 2019, and it missed the playoffs in 2022. And the team looked abysmal in the playoffs in 2021. So Anthony Davis is having a great year. And to this point, he's played most of the season. He's had a 55-point game. His averages are good. He's been excellent this year. And LeBron James, of course, has been LeBron James. Russell Westbrook has been finding his role in L.A. But the team's roster is a bit lackluster. The big free agent signing in the offseason for the Lakers was Patrick Beverley. And let's take a look at Patrick Beverley's stats this season. Because Patrick Beverley was supposed to be a big addition to the Los Angeles Lakers. The 34-year-old guard is known as a pest on defense, but he's averaging 4.2 points per game, 3.8 rebounds, 2.5 assists, 0.8 steals, and 0.5 blocks. It's hardly a contribution that warrants some of the hoopla that was around his name this year. So Patrick Beverley is a solid role player. But he has a defensive rating of 112. 113.1 this season is his defensive rating. So that means per every 100 possessions, the team gives up about 113.1 points with Patrick Beverley on the floor. And the Lakers' defensive rating. The Lakers' defensive rating is similarly bad, 112.3 this season. Under Vogel, the Lakers were excellent defensively, and that's part of the biggest reason why the team was able to win the championship during the 2019-2020 season, a defensive rating of 106.3. The NBA defensive rating standings, when you look at the rankings this year for team defense, the Lakers are 14th in the league. 14th in the league in defensive rating. And while the team has been playing well when Anthony Davis plays well and winning games, the team could just as easily get back to the point where they had been at the start of the season, when they were struggling to win games. So this team was struggling to win games out of the gate this year, and everybody starts asking the question, what if? What if? And as I said, the biggest threat to the NBA over the next several years is the possibility of the Pelicans receiving the Los Angeles Lakers pick this season, and that pick coming in at the top of the lottery. Because right now, let's just say that the Pelicans get a hold of the number one or number two pick because they swap with the Lakers, and the ping pong balls fall where they may, but they fall down right in New Orleans on Bourbon Street. Let's say the ping pong balls want some etouffee, some beignets, and a drink. Let's say the ping pong balls want some red beans and rice, and the Pelicans land a top two pick. The young core on this team is impressive. Brandon Ingram, smooth scoring forward. Herb Jones, excellent defensive forward. Zion Williamson, cyborg. Then you've got guys who have yet to really come into their own, but are young and talented, like Dyson Daniels and Jackson Hayes. So this team has the possibility to bring in either Victor Wembanyama, a cyborg of his own, or Scoot Henderson from the G League Ignite. And we were blessed with the ability to see these two go head-to-head in the preseason, the G League Ignite playing Metropolitans 92, Victor Wembanyama's team. And Victor showed he was every bit of the player that people believed him to be. They played a series of games, not just one game. But even in that battle, Scoot Henderson was able to look every bit of the prospect that people believe him to be. The G League Ignite defeated Metropolitans 92 in one of those games. Scoot Henderson, 28 points, 9 assists, 5 rebounds, and 2 steals. He gets to the rim at will. There's nothing stopping this man from getting to the rim. And then Victor Wembanyama on the other side, 7'2", albatross wingspan, dribbling the ball between his legs, getting up and down the floor on the fast break, knocking down three-pointers, blocking shots, putting the ball back. He's smooth. He's silky smooth. And imagine those players being Pelicans by the start of next season. A 16-8 team, the first seed in the Western Conference. Imagine. It's a very dangerous thing. It is a very dangerous thing because if you replace Jonas Valanciunas with Victor Wembanyama, and Zion Williamson has had injury issues over the last few years, but you decrease his workload, you already have solid defensive players on your roster, you decrease his workload, and you add another inside-out scorer, to a team that already has scores. This team is all around good. Jose Alvarado off the bench defensively. There's so many different combinations this team can go about offensively. So it's a very dangerous thing. And if you move Scoot Henderson to the point guard position, just imagine the pick and roll action with Zion Williamson. This team would be unstoppable on the fast break. To be able to stop them from dunking, you might have to go to the Jordan era rules, just knocking guys out of the sky. So if you're a fan of an NBA team that does not play in New Orleans, especially if you're a fan of a Western Conference team, you better hope the Lakers pick it up. Because there's a lot of talent in the top half of the draft. But if the Pelicans land one of those top two picks, we might see a dynasty in the making.